The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil, and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to Jesus Christ.
The end of this little passage, I think, ought to direct the way that we approach the rest of it. When Jesus says, "Whoever has ears ought to hear," he's encouraging the crowd that's gathered around him to really make an effort to process what it is he's saying, and to not just hear then in this first parable, in this extended parable section that we'll get now for some days, but throughout all of the parables, really apply ourselves to give ourselves to the parables, to try to understand what it is he's saying, and every now and again we get a little bit of an explanation, but that doesn't excuse us from having to do the hard work of thinking through and then, yes, applying what Jesus is revealing, what Jesus is saying. Here I think it helps us to understand that the crowd is gathered around Jesus because they're awaiting a kingdom of God movement. They are waiting for judgment where God will sort out his world, and of course where they will be, where they will be able to overcome their enemies, because of course they're on God's side and their enemies are not on God's side. I think if we see that, if we just take that kind of little surface detail of the crowd, we might be able to start to see what Jesus might be up to in this particular parable. Because they're awaiting this. They see, right, John the Baptist, Jesus, yeah, it's coming. Right, the implementation of God's kingdom is coming, finally and firmly. And yet Jesus, I think, is saying, perhaps it's not what you think it is. And we see that throughout the gospel. So I don't think I'm going too far with an interpretation there. It's not quite what you think it is. So although there may be camps in that group of people who see, yes, this is an advance in the kingdom of God. This perhaps isn't. Here, Jesus is really getting them to challenge themselves on what it means, because we can see seed being scattered. Right, to begin with, this is crazy parable, okay? Because if there's any sense that he's this sower who went out to sow is willingly scattering seed on path, that doesn't happen, right? That's a waste of seed. So again, just enough to confuse you, but it's there's something else going on here. But do we see that what is seen on the surface is scattering of seeds versus, say, like what is received and hidden in the ground and then produces fruit? So how is it that God is working in our midst? Maybe it's that, okay, you see these movements spring up and then they die, and yet these other ones in rich soil spring up and are nourished by that rich soil. What is that rich soil? Because I'm just going to throw enough questions out there, so totally confused. But here it is that we are giving ourselves to Jesus because we want to be this rich soil. And perhaps for ourselves, one of the ways that we can apply this parable today has to be for ourselves, which is that we want to be rich soil. We want to receive what God is doing, what the seeds that God is sowing, whether that's Jesus himself as he sows the seed of the Eucharist into our hearts, or it's, say, the works of God all around us that we want to see and recognize and be a part of and be part of what God is doing in our world. We are made to bear fruit. And that fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. When the work of God, when God is at work in us and so through us, we will see that fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, well up in our hearts and lives and see the 100 or 60 or 30-fold produced. God's work multiplies, but we have to allow it to. And when we allow God to take claim of our entire lives, our entire existence, when we give over our entire lives to God, then we will see the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control well up and produce this 30, 60, 100-fold.